Dharma, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I'm so grateful and so thankful that you prefer to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency. And I am always in prayer that you are receiving more inspiration and motivation and a depth of intensity of intention towards walking in the fullness of the all that you are. Is this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is begettingless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For every time I come to the airwaves, and every time I speak, and every time I hold audience and circle and consultations and all of that which I do, I am always intentioned to remind us that we are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath, every beat of our heart. And to care, to come into much greater degrees of realization, revelation, and direct connection with the spirit worlds, with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to come under the auspices of our souls. And in my mind, this is really the true success in living. But because we have not been properly oriented as to what the purpose in existence is, there are so many who live and die without ever having realized the truth of themselves as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And now you and I have the opportunity to do what so many other ones didn't do. We are the beneficiaries of the gifts, the givings, the lives, the sacrifices, the creativity, the ingenuity, the intellectual property, the labor, the service. Of so many ones. So many ones whose names we will never be able to call. But the mindfulness of our realizing that there is nowhere we can go, nowhere we can step, no bridge we can cross, no tunnel we can go through, no streets that we can drive upon, no highways that are paved, where we have not benefited from someone else's labor. And with each and every breath we take and every beat of our heart, there is that intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing that says designed us divinely and divinely designed us. But now we're in a place where it's time for us to realize that standing in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence upon a planet that is literally spinning in space, that existence itself is so absolutely phenomenal that we should not take our gifts, our lives, for granted. In the realm of corporeality, physicality, materiality, we have so much focus on things, stuff. People are always asking for abundance when we already have abundant stuff, abundant things. And so now is the time for us to get real specific about what it is we truly have desire for. But I'm the one to remind us that the need for where we are in this now moment is for the complete restoration, reorientation, and resurrection of who we are as living points of an absolute
absolute and supreme intelligence that is intelligent enough to have gifted each of us so much of itself that we have to be intelligent enough to want to be in the harmony of the truth of who we are. And it does not come easy because we have been so divided within class and race and sex and nation and hue and gender and religion and socioeconomics and money and all of this status and all of this. And all of us are here upon the planet that is under siege as each of our temples that we refer to as our bodies are under siege by those forces that would literally rob the temples of the living gods and goddesses of its treasures, its wealth, its riches. As we have seen so many on a world-conquering rampage go within everywhere, go everywhere. And leave people in places destitute, destroyed, undermined, polluted, desecrated, defiled. And it's happening within the very core of us. And now we have to come to a place in our day-to-day living where we are exalting a full life's urge to reclaim the inherent divinity and dignity and vitality of our lives, the gifts that we were given. We would never have anything greater than ourselves. We can't work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded anything that has greater value than ourselves. And yes, we are challenged with the responsibility of providing food, clothing, shelter. And if we were in a society that was rightly aligned, those who are in government would ensure that everybody has food, clothing, and shelter. It's not the thing that you should be enslaved to have. But the issue for us is coming to a point and place where we realize that there is a right alignment for us to come to so that we are able to facilitate the progressive unfoldment and exaltation of the humanity that we have been gifted. The sensibility of reverencing and respecting the intelligence of our own being as the intelligence of all being, and to be in a place where everything that we create as institution, everything that we create as art and society supports the divinity of existence itself. Why is that so difficult to understand? This is what we should be doing. This is what the purpose of our being on the planet is to exalt the intelligence and the gift of life. And there are those who are creative and artistic and have so much going on, but they still feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored. They drink all manners of alcoholic beverages, smoke all manners of tobacco and cigarettes and things. And I'm just saying is that we have to come to a point where we realize that access to those things as substance to bring into our body temples is the root of what the issues are. They say, well, the love of money is the root of all evil, but it is the taste for flesh and blood that has a deeper root in evil. Because it has nothing to do with money. Money is a tool, and we give thanks for those who had the creativity to design it. Otherwise, there be those of us who would want to have houses built, and then you've done nothing to develop yourself to have something suitable to barter. You understand, see, the societies that existed prior to the coin and the dollar had sense enough to develop the people. And the people were creative enough to create traded and bartered and worked cooperatively and collaboratively so that everyone had the basic things that were required and nice things. And so we're having to come to that place where our intention is to have the initiative, the creativity, the energy, the enthusiasm, the vision, the heart, the care, to really cultivate and enhance and resubstantiate the wealth of our true selves, our divine selves, our light selves, our right selves, to be in harmony with the will of existence, and to know that in such a day as this, where there is such a pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychically, physically, financially, and materially, in the midst of this paradise and the wealth of existence itself, there are so many who are without the light of themselves. So many who are filled to overflowing with all manners of dis-ease and imbalance, who have been fed that which had no substance and not been cultivated with anything substantive, so that the truth of themselves is the farthest thing from them. And the few possessions they have are not sufficient. To remind them of the real dignity and light that is available and should be available to us for our choosing, our asking. And where we may expect those who have to give to those who have not, there is duty and obligation and responsibility for each and every one who has breath and heartbeat to open their heart and give thanks with each and every breath for the gift that they've been given, that is life itself, and to consciously care to make wiser choices in terms of how they care for themselves. We are no longer in that day where a few can do for everybody. Everybody needs to do for themselves. And it becomes easier where there is an initiative to really exalt a full life's urge, to come to a point and place where we are so centered in the value of living and the value of life and the value of who we are and the gifts that we've been given and the potentiality and the capacity that we have to unfold and to walk in alignment with the truth of the divinity of existence itself on behalf of the lineages that we represent. When we get to that core, to that root, then we have the opportunity to truly rise. But there are so many of you who listen and listen and listen and listen to this programming, and you do nothing different. You listen and listen and listen, and you don't ask. You're not praying. You're not really committing yourself. And now it's about committed living, because without real commitment to living, you will die here, because the program of this cult that they call society that we're in is a death culture, where we have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that death is the natural culmination, finality, destiny, fate, and eventuality of everybody, and that's the nature of living. But as we are realigned and reoriented in the divinity of existence and understanding that that which is and that which has always been shall always be, so shall we when we align and attune ourselves with it. But we are under the thought that we can be out of alignment with it, unattuned to it, that we can disrespect it, disregard it, not honor it asking us to reconsider and to rethink it all, but to really get to the essence of what you are really living for, what really matters to you. Because the laws are in full effect that we get what we ask for and apply ourselves to, but we cannot ask for something that we don't feel worthy and deserving of and have it. There's a need for us to truly activate each of the faculties and gifts that we were given that allow us to be responsible or able to respond to the need to create our lives, because we're dwelling on the same planet, but we live in different worlds based upon the difference of the thought that we have and what it is that we aspire towards, and our aspirations and our desires have been somehow influenced by the lineages that we've come through, the communities that we were raised in, the family circles that we've come out of. So there are those who might have been dirt poor and they came forward with an intensity of desire to be extremely wealthy and rich because they would never have their children not have anything. And they thought that they didn't have anything, but of course we always had something, because there's no way to be here and not have anything. You had your breath, you have your heartbeat, you have your genealogy, you have the opportunity to attune to the laws of existence, the law of thought, the law of sowing and reaping. There are ways of being, so there's no thing that is nothing in the midst of the all that is everything and has gifted us so much of itself. But to get serious about reversing the issues that may have started crystallizing in our tissues as a result of the bastardizing diets that have been so common and popular, the standard American diet, which creates such sadness and madness and stupidity and anesthetization and inebriation and intoxication, and though we can immerse ourselves in materiality to make ourselves feel good or better about ourselves, the truth is that we are losing the true wealth of ourselves through the sickness, the illness, and the disease, the despair, the degradation, the deficiency, the definitions, the defilement. And we all have family members, if not ourselves, who have been impacted and affected to the degree to which we have to really exert a full effort towards our restoration, towards our wholeness, towards our forgiving, releasing the resentment, letting go of the pain, the shame, the guilt, the feelings of undeservedness and unworthiness that comes on the path of adulteration. And so it's our time to reprogram every fiber of our being towards conscious immortality and realizing that we will never have anything greater than ourselves, and everything that we aspire towards, every situation and circumstance, all of what we're creating can truly benefit us if we have the mindset to be enhanced and enriched and enhancing and enriching and coming to a place where it matters to us that we will truly apply ourselves holistically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, materially, in doing that which is truly in our own best interest, consistently over time, and to no longer feel as though we have the right to dilly-dally and be lackadaisical and slow to progress, when our progression process of our caring more and more to be consistently growing and unfolding, self-realizing, self-actualizing, and harmonizing with the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, and that which requires us to be able to respond in any and every now moment towards the greater good. And to truly seek and knock and ask and be impassioned and passionate about the truth. The truth of who we each are, the truth of existence itself, for it is self-knowing and creator knowledge and creation knowledge that allow us to really stand as a harmonized and restored humanity of peoples. And it was never the intention of the will of existence for these ones and those ones to be wicked ones and these ones to be undermining those ones. And the intelligence of existence is for all of itself, manifesting, and it will manifesting through absolutely everything and everyone. It would not slay itself over here to exalt itself over there. And where we have seen the examples of those who feel so empowered in the killing of other ones, they feel so empowered by their efforts and initiative to put other ones down, to strip them and rape them and violate them, to make themselves seem superior, when that is the epitome of true self-loathing. And low self-esteem. Whether it's individuals or families or communities or governments or nations, we are all held by absolute law, and the fulfillment of the law is absolute love, and love is about enhancing and nourishing and nurturing and building up and adding unto and respecting and reverencing and growing and cultivating, not just food. Light bearers and light beings. And in a situation and circumstance that we find ourselves where there is so much diversity of taste, of thought, of opinion, of orientation, it is the wisdom that allows us to really have an understanding and an understanding that the intelligence of existence is still the intelligence of all beings, and whatever aberrations or distortion or dysfunction or sickness or misappropriation of time and energy and how it's impacted and affected ones and ones, the care that we should exalt and exert is in enhancing and emphasizing the commonality, the communality, and the actuality of the oneness that exists with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. That is our commonality. That is what is consistent with everybody. And that intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us deserves to be respected. It deserves to be honored. And we have learned to disregard it and disrespect it, to treat it as if it's nothing. And this is where we have to realign ourselves in exalting a reverence and appreciation, appreciate love and a respect and reverence for life, as it is the gift of all. And to understand that where we feel entitled to abuse and misuse, to violate, to war against, to subjugate, dominate, bastardize, usurp, because of a capitalistic agenda or militaristic or whatever other degree of distortion and dysfunction that has created such a bastardizing mentality, then understand that everybody needs healing, and in order to facilitate the healing, there has to be a cleansing. And if we don't do it willingly, then it will be forced upon us, or you will just reap the consequences of not having chosen to do that work. And for us to be thoughtful and mindful enough to realize that this country that we love so much and the systems of government that has been established on the bloodshed and marginalization, the inebriation, the intoxication, and the violation of our indigenous families, our African families, and almost every other thing and every other one, that there's a karmic debt that will be exacted. And the only way to circumvent it is for each one of us to come into places and spaces within our own bodies, hearts, minds, lives, so that we are consciously under the auspices of our souls, because we will do the clearing, the cleansing, the purification in order to be completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and stand as a resurrected humanity. And where love is anchored in every fiber and every tissue of our being, that we become radiant and brilliant in it, exuding it, oozing it, magnifying it, and amplifying it, so that all of existence is impacted and affected towards its wholeness and its healing. It's all in this now moment, and we give thanks for all of those all around the world who are taking time to get centered and to be still and to be mindful and to be thoughtful and to be careful and to be forgiving and to release and to let go, so that they are able to embrace the fullness of the more that we each are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is all there is, and whose light and love and law and presence shall eternally prevail. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you again and again and again for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity, and thanking you for caring to be all that you are, because that's how we have leverage over all of the plotting, the planning, the conspiracies, and all of that. And we'll come to find out that when you have mediums such as YouTube and other ones who don't want you to really inform people, we can have as much foolishness, as much entertainment as possible, but when absolute truth comes forward that is contradicting the lies that are being told consistently in this exercise of global political, economic, and social manipulation, then you get a chance to see who really is your friend. And so we want you to realize that you have a direct line of support, not with just your lifeline or your life support line at 678-760-9299, but why I have been consistently providing and consciously caring to provide you with support and walking in the fullness of who you are is so that we would come to this moment right here prepared. And regardless of what we've done or what we haven't done, we have the opportunity in this now moment to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our caring, our giving, our forgiving, our compassion, our mercy, and understand that there is only one true self, one self, myself, yourself, himself, herself, and those of us who can embrace the divinity in the harmony of existence itself, which is the real love and the absolute truth. Then we have leverage over those who are committed to the divisiveness, to the distortion and dysfunction and all of that. But in order for us to make the most expeditious quantum leap into absolute reality, into the glory of an ever-rising destiny, then we have to be willing to do the inner work of the clearing our cells and tissues of the crystallized emotions of pain and anger and frustration and anguish and angst and all of the etheric energy that you've absorbed as a result of eating frustrated and angry and tortured birds and pigs and cows and chickens and whatnot. I'm just saying is that if you are afraid of anything right now, then be afraid of what's already active in you as a result of decades of violating your body temple. And I am not wanting us to have any kind of fear, but to have a complete faith in knowing that whatever we've done, life is so forgiving that all we have to do is exalt a full effort, a full care to open our hearts and open our minds and open our hands so that we are doing and reaching for that which is facilitating of our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, so that these bodies are being consecrated as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And so our orientation matters, that we are not just dwelling in a place called America. We are actually on a planet. Wherever we are, we're on Mother Earth, surrounded by Mother Nature and the sun and the elements, the stars, the galaxies, the worlds. We are already immersed in eternity. And there is absolute law that governs our being, an absolute law that has us in motion as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And in order for us to really triumph over all of the divisiveness, then we have to exalt a full effort in doing nothing to undermine ourselves and doing everything we possibly can to liberate ourselves at the cellular level. And so for those of you who've been listening to me consistently over time, I pray that you are not just listening, but you are implementing, that you are initiating your consistent, ever unfolding appointment with destiny, standing in the brilliance of the truth of that which you truly are, as living, loving, intelligent, immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And it's necessary for us to realize that regardless of what they say they want to do or what they're going to do, we do not have to participate with it. And so the thoughts that I've seen, or what I've seen in terms of a boycott of the death industries, would be much easier. Yes, if we just decide, okay, no, we're not doing this. We're not eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish. We're not co-conspiring with our own demise by bringing toxic things into our body temples anymore, and that we will do everything we possibly can to really cleanse. There are so many phenomenal beings on the planet right now, so many ones who are caring to align with the intelligence of existence, the essence of life, our Mother, Father, Creator, God, the Lord, the Law, which is our harmonizer. And so it matters that we are having an understanding, and understanding that there is triumph in light. And the light is the Creator acting its capacity as the light. It is the ever-present cosmic supreme intelligence. It is all-encompassing. It's everywhere and in all things present, everywhere and all things inherent, and everywhere and in all things succinct. It is a reality of intelligence in both the Creator and its creation. It's the meaning of substances, forms, activities, and their conjunctions made evident and highest applicable. The light is the capacity of the supreme intelligence to write or imprint its will upon the will of souls. The light is the voice and signs of the Creator as the supreme, instant, and ever-present counselor. It is the polarization of creation within the path of the currency of the Creator's will or its will. The light is that which is conscious of itself and its effect as light. It is the objective good of the universal and cosmic will. The light is the only genuine victory that is possible over darkness and chaos. The light is the degree of being, willing, and doing like the all-administering Father, Mother, and Creator. Light and life are married by love to give birth, cause, and forms as vital, spiritual, mental, and corporal purposes, thoughts, or things. Higher light is any substance, thing, condition, thought, or reason that is the highest, most responsive to applicable will of the Creator and by means of which lesser light or applicabilities are comprehended. The light allows us to see the efforts of those who do not have our best interests at heart. The light allows us to be completely faith-filled and having an inner standing and an understanding as to how to be resolutely standing with that absolute and supreme intelligence that allows us to stand and to know that there is no way in hell, within the earth or upon the earth, that an agenda of global demise, the murder and slaughter, depopulation and whatnot can take place without our participating in it, but also that there is no real prosperity that can be had in it, so that we have to realize in the light that the Creator's will and its way will always be triumphant, and no one is purposed by virtue of the intelligence of existence or the will of existence to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, as multi-trillion-dollar economy. And so we have to realize how we're participating with it, and that's why a boycott of the death industries, giving up that which undermines us at the cellular level and embracing the gifts that Mother Earth has gifted us so that we are able to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence as conscious immortals living in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, seeing as the eye of the Creator, doing that which is the will of the Creator, standing completely committed to that which is highest in cosmic truth, to know directly that the light is the primal universal and cosmic instigator, estimator, director, and knower of all inward and outward efforts. It is the organic talent trained in and unto the will of the Creator. The light is the spirit of things manifested or unmanifested. It is whatever is the best and easiest way for accomplishing life righteously. All true power and potency is the gift of the light. And the light does not authorize us to be murderers and liars and thieves and bastardizers and capitalizers and capitalists and all of that. That is not the light. That is distortion of the light. See, there's nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. We've each been gifted ours. But the degree of suppression and oppression is taking place by virtue of what it is we're consuming. So it's necessary for us to be all right with being all right, being cleansed, being corrected, being purified, to consecrate the body temple, because we have the duty, obligation, and responsibility as these points of the presence of the absolute to be completely present in this moment, to stand and live and exalt a full effort in being vehicles and vessels of its will, its way, its love, its light, its peace, its poise, its power, and its potency. And you have to apply yourself to it. It doesn't come easily. You see how easy it is for people to accept death, how much obesity and diabetes and sickness and illness and heart attacks and strokes and all of this other stuff is because of what we have allowed ourselves to participate with. And of course, we were given it, we were taught it, we were supported and behaviorally modified with the chemicals that were in that stuff that they call food, but we can be completely cleansed from it. And to be in a place and space where we know life as we've never known it before, we're seeing like we've never seen it before, we're vivid in our own self-expression and our own authenticity, and this is really the fulfillment of the will of existence, the promise that we will stand in the light of the truth. And yes, we have to say goodbye to those who refuse to do anything, those who could not move fast enough, swift enough, do that which is thorough enough to really thwart the progression of sickness, illness, disease, and death in the reality of their own being, but you, on behalf of all of those that we've loved, can make a greater commitment to commit every atom and every cell of our beings to being completely charged with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to know that it is the breath that animates us, enlivens us, maintains and sustains us. So any effort in undermining our capacity for breathing is not the Creator's will and it's not the Creator's way. And there is no entity, no virus, no bacteria that's traveling through the air where masking is going to keep us from being sick when the sickness is already there as a result of having a body filled with the rotting carcasses of chickens and hens and fish and crab and all of this stuff. And so I'm just saying, let's clean up. Come to a point and place where you respect the divine design and the operational perfection of your own being, your own body. You are living in that body. It is yours. You will never possess anything that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. And so it matters that we are caring to walk in the light without the ignorance, the oblivion, the gloom, and the madness that would become inherent as a result of not having it, not knowing it, allowing other ones to determine what it is you're consistently focused on. And I'm saying, in the light of all of this, nothing has really changed because the sun is still blazing, the world is still turning, we are still immersed in the reality of the infinity and the divinity and the eternity of existence itself, and the Creator is still beating our hearts and breathing us and giving us another opportunity with each and every breath and every beat of our heart to commit wholeheartedly unto it. The light is the will and the vision of the ever-present cosmic, and it will prevail eternally. No one's objectives and agendas can undermine the intelligence of existence and survive it. The light is that which turns all darkness, evil, and chaos into good. We are able to make these situations and circumstances work towards our own greater good. Put us in a place and space where we are willing to do today what we didn't see to do yesterday, to come to a point and place where we really understand the value of the light and the community that we have, those ones who have always been for us, and knowing the difference between those who are truly for us and those who are not. I'll be forward in just a bit.
Donate your car, truck, or boat. It's easy. We can put it to good use and you get a tax receipt. Call our toll-free number. We pick up your vehicle, running or not. We send you a tax receipt. It just takes a few minutes. Call toll-free 844-WRFG-CAR or 844-973-4227 to arrange a free pickup. Proceeds will benefit 89.3 FM WRFG. Visit us at WRFG.org. Thank you.
The light is the very eye of the Creator and the true eye of the individual. Vivid light is doubt-free. The distorted light is conscious of itself as darkness, limitation, and sin. The distortion of the light is the distortion of the world. And the distortion of humanity is the darkness and devil of the earth and the heavens thereof. And so it matters that we understand that the light is the will and the vision of the ever-present, and it prevails eternally. It is the wisdom of the ever-present, and it prevails eternally. It is the beauty and the love of the ever-present cosmic, and it prevails eternally. The light is the intelligence of the ever-present, and it prevails eternally. It is the harmony and peace of the ever-present cosmic, and it prevails eternally. It is that which enables all to rise to the affirmation, the magnification, the worship, and the glorification of the cosmic whole, and it prevails eternally. No one could ever voluntarily and truly love without the light. The light is a universal and cosmic way of representing truth. It is the nobility, the law, the obedience, the justice, the righteousness, the faith within and towards the cosmic whole. It is impetus to highest truthful ideals, desires, motives, performances, and it prevails eternally. So in our now moment, it's a necessity for us to be real clear about who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, where we are dwelling in its presence as all there is, and why we are to exalt a full effort in being in the integrity, the high ethic, the morality, the consistency of diligence and application and absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, and to be the progenitors and the perpetuator of lineages of people to the glory of the lineages that we represent. To be in a place and space where we're self-actualizing, self-realizing, unfolding, harmonizing within the will of existence, the laws of existence, and consciously caring. To be vivid in our self-expression as these points of this absolute and supreme presence. Being present in this now moment is one of the greatest blessings that we can have. Being present as a point of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence is the greatest blessing we could ever have. There is nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded, or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are. The issue is taking the time to get cleaned up, to realize that we will never have a greater opportunity than now. And we have to release and let go of our fear, our inhibition, our trepidation, our anger, our frustration, our unforgiveness, our resentments and whatnot, so that the heart can get as light as a feather. To be in a place where we are just completely thankful, appreciative, filled with an attitude of gratitude, and realizing that you have to keep your vision and your sights high in the absolute reality, knowing that the sun is shining on all of us, and it's blessing and nourishing all of us. And there are those who run from it. Don't mean that it is not nourishing, it just means that they're running from it. Many of us have been kicking and screaming towards our greater good for a long time. Now we're having to really, you know, get to a point and place where you really care to live. Do you really want to be sick? Do you want to get old and be deteriorating and degenerating and get to a point where you can't do for yourself and you have to depend upon others who don't know what to do for you? And it doesn't matter what age, what generation you are. We have the examples of every generation succumbing to sickness, illness, disease, dysfunction, degradation, violation, all of that. But we can do something about it. And that's why I offer you life support, so that you have the support in knowing what to do for yourself within the privacy of your own body, your own temple, your own home. And to know that there isn't anyone who can do for you greater than you. We're here to complement and balance this. We're here to triumph over all situations and circumstances. To come to a point where we're invoking and calling upon the light as our medicine, as our healing, as our salvation, our deliverance from all of the disenchantment and disenfranchisement and all of the distortion and dysfunction, because the light is the will of the ever-present. It's the way and the law of that which allows everything and everyone to truly benefit. And if everybody truly realized the purpose in being, to be purposed, as intelligence personified, to give glory unto those that we've come through, to serve on behalf of all of those that we're with, to lay foundation for those who've yet to come, and to truly be a blessing wherever we are. It matters, because this is where we harmonize. This is where we are truly able to ensure the rest of our lives as the best of our lives. But to not care, to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified from the violations, from the chemicals, the behavior modifying substances and nitrates and nitrites and all of those things that have modified our behavior to the degree to which we have not been exalting a full effort in our living. We've been playing ourselves so small that so many people find it so difficult to believe that they and we are some of the most powerful spirits on the planet right now. It is the will of existence that each generation become more dynamic than the previous one. And so we should be laying foundation for the greatest ones to come forward yet. And it's so far beyond just becoming proficient in whatever area of talent we've applied ourselves. It's about the high ethic and morality and the sensibility and the consciousness and the conscientiousness and loving life and loving being and being loving and kind and courteous and compassionate and merciful and really internalizing the virtues of integrity that are consistent with who we are as the living gods and goddesses in these temples that have been completely edified and consecrated so that there is no sickness, no illness, no disease, nothing that is jeopardizing our lives or our afterlives. Life is a progression. We should not be degenerating and undermining ourselves. It's our time to get to that place and space where we are loving being and the source and cause of being, the true intelligence of being, with all our body, our heart, our mind, our lives, and our soul, more than we love our cars and our houses and our jobs and our careers and all of the things that we've become attached to. Because when it comes time to leave, we can't take anything except who we've become as conscious immortals, or not. Being in a place and space where we realize the eternity and the temporality of this realm, but to realize that this realm is still completely immersed in the reality of eternity and eternal law, absolute law that governs everything, and there's no way to prosper when one is a detriment to oneself. There's no way to truly prosper where there is no commitment to love, to light, to wisdom, to truth, to peace, to being poised as a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. See, we can be employees and career-oriented as students, but life is school, and we've all been given time on Mother Earth to come into the reality of the timelessness, the infinity and eternity, and to secure our destiny as these points of this absolute and supreme reality. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of those who have gifted us, loved us, lifted us, and are dependent upon us, I encourage you to care, to walk the exalted walk, and to love with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. In the meantime, in between time, continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. I love you. Have a great night, a great day. Your number for life support, 678-760-9299. Enjoy.